Greetings, I'm Jean-Gilles, and with this poster I want to present to you how to use 3D printing for a tumor on a chip component fabrication. Tumor on a chip devices take use of microfluidics to mimic the biological and mechanical features of tumors in a controlled environment. They are a powerful tool for studying tumor biology and evaluating potential therapies. However, the production of these devices using conventional fabrication techniques is not only expensive and has limitations in replicating complex geometries, but also requires specialized equipment and expertise to work with, which hinders the widespread adoption of microfluidic devices. 3D printing can offer a more accessible and more flexible method of microfluidic devices fabrication. Its flexibility to incorporate complex features and iterate on the design can lead to a faster and more cost-effective iterations and optimization. In the work presented here, we used LCD and PolyJet printing, both additive manufacturing processes that use photopolymer resins and UV light to create three-dimensional objects layer by layer. While different, both offer a cost-effective and accessible method for producing masters and parts. The 3D printed part is a master to produce a 2x1mm cylindrical culture chamber crossed by 200 micrometer circular channels, as depicted in Figure 1A, to mimic vasculature. Both printed parts present good structural and dimensional features. However, using off-the-shelf resins for LCD printing resulted that the photoinitiator in the resin hampered PDMS curing. Materials research was necessary to overcome this. A post-printing processing step was included to eliminate the PDMS curing inhibitors. This step involved exposing the printed part to UV radiation for 20 minutes and then curing it for 1 hour at 80 degrees Celsius. The resulting LCD printed master can be seen in Figure 1B. The PolyJet printed master was used directly and did not require any post-treatment. Acupuncture needles used to define the channels were introduced in holes left in the masters, and the PDMS 10:1 ratio was casted. The field master was degassed and cured at 80 degrees Celsius for an hour. After needle removal, the PDMS mold is then carefully peeled off the master, resulting in a standalone PDMS structure with the desired microfluidic architecture. Figure 1C provides a detailed view of the internal structure of the microfluidic device obtained by micro-CT scan. The image reveals the microfluidic channels and the culture chamber within the device. Using 3D printed masters in tumor-on-a-chip production has pros and cons. The negative side, when compared with conventional techniques such as soft lithography, it shows lower resolution, materials are often non-inert, and surface finishing is often irregular. But on the positive side, we have rapid prototyping, design flexibility, cost effectiveness, scalability, and accessibility. In this work, we studied the 3D printing as a way to produce masters. We conclude that this technique offers a viable and efficient alternative to conventional fabrication techniques in tumor-on-a-chip fabrication. Currently, we're exploring the incorporation of collagen structures within the microfluidic device with precise deposition and organization of cells to mimic the native tumor tissue architectures. By pursuing these future objectives, we aim to advance the field of tumor-on-a-chip technology, enhance its capabilities, and contribute to improved understanding and treatment of cancer. Reach out so we can discuss the work in more detail. Thank you for your attention.